Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, we're about to start texting with and for Avery because her coworker took blame for something that Avery did and she got fired for it. Now she wants our help to admit it to the boss.
Oh, so she feels guilty.
Maybe. Hey, Avery.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going okay. All right, so tell us about this whole situation. Did you force your coworker into taking the blame? Did she volunteer to do it? What exactly happened and why is your conscience killing you now?
Yeah, no, I definitely didn't force her. She's my really good friend and coworker. So basically what happened was I screwed up recently. I ended up telling a client that there was a meeting taking place on the wrong date. This happened last week. And I screwed up and I said that it was Monday. This past Monday, but it's actually next Monday. So they showed up and, you know, of course we weren't prepared and everybody was like looking at each other, like who made this mistake. It ended up costing our company quite a bit of money and my coworker jumped in and took the blame for me and she got fired. So
I'm assuming when she did that, she didn't realize that that was going to be the fallout.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. She must have known that she was going to get in a lot of trouble. She told me afterwards that she didn't even, not that she doesn't care about it. I mean, she didn't want to be fired, but she was like, you need this job more than I do. And she just is a really selfless person. And was really supportive, like through the whole thing. And even now is like, don't even worry about it. Just go with it. You know, but I feel really guilty and she's a good friend of mine and I feel like I need to come clean. And I'm hoping that we can both save our jobs. So that's the goal.
All right, let's go ahead and flesh this out for a second. Okay. So let's say we help you text the boss, right? And we confess here that it was really you and not your friend's fault, on the things that happened that day. And he just decides like, okay, then I'm just going to fire you. And she's already gone. You going to be all right with that? Because she might not get her job back, and now both of you guys are going to be without a job.
I mean, that definitely crossed my mind, but I feel like I need to do this for her reputation. So, yeah, I'm okay with that.
So you're not doing this to save her job or to, like, fall on that sword to get her back. You just want to set the record straight that, listen, this was my screw-up, not hers, and it shouldn't affect her.
Yes. I mean, obviously, I do want to get her job back, but the bigger reason is just so that she can know that the truth is out and that they can know the truth is out and that I can feel not so guilty.
But as a manager, like if you were in this position, an employee came to you and said, hey, FYI, the person you fired, it wasn't their fault. It was mine. Would you hire that person back? Or, I mean, they lied, but they lied for the greater good.
Oh, that's a really super good question. Would I hire them back? I don't know at that point. I don't know. I would need more info on it.
Like if you fired Cassie thinking that she had done something, screwed up royally.
Yeah, I've thought about this a lot.
And you then, know you own the company, right? You can do whatever you want.
And she totally, wholeheartedly took the blame. And yeah. Then I come to you and I'm like, no, it wasn't Cassie. It was me.
Right.
Do you hire Cassie back or do you just fire me and say bye to both bitches?
No, I hire Cassie back and keep you both. I'm stuck with you.
But
I do think there's something to that, though, because, I mean, people get fired and they get fired for mistakes, especially ones that cost a lot of money. But if the employee is very, very valuable, you sort of are like, okay, you know, there'll be disciplinary action, but you're not fired mm-hmm. unless it's the most egregious offense. So I'm not trying to shade your friend at all, but I'm saying if mm-hmm. the company wanted to, they probably could have kept her around mm-hmm. and just done like unpaid suspension mm-hmm. or something like that. And would they hire her back is a very big if, because the chemistry is also going to be off at that point, because she probably feels stabbed in the back by the company.
I'm wondering if when we do end up texting the boss here, if we should not make this about your friend at all. This is just you coming clean about what really happened, and then he makes the decision by himself. You don't make a suggestion one way or the other. You're just clearing your conscience, and you want to be honest.
Does your friend and former colleague know you're doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
Has she got another job yet?
No.
Okay.
She supports you going through with doing it, or she's kind of tried to stop you?
No, she's okay with it. I mean, I don't think she has any hope that she's getting her job back, but I have more hope, and I'm going to really, I want to try to fight for that for her.
Well, I know you want to fight for it, but I agree with Bert. I think at this point, you're just going into this trying to, like, clear her name and take ownership and accountability. I don't think you need to be like, yo, by the way, you need to hire her back.
Right.
Yeah.
Bosses
yeah.
tend to not like to be told what to do.
And as Cassie okay. said, you don't know, like, exactly what his thinking is. Maybe you and she interpret her as more important to the company than the boss did. Because like Cassie said, if she was really, really great, they probably just would have said, don't you do that again. But you got to keep making money for us. So when we come back here, Avery, give us a couple of seconds and we'll try to craft a text to you, your boss, and then you can direct us any way you want, okay?
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
All right, we will continue texting Tutor coming up next on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
All right, so we're about to start texting for Avery. Avery ended up in a very weird situation with her best friend and coworker.
Yeah, so there was a screw-up at the office. It was Avery's fault. A client was scheduled to come in, but they got scheduled on the wrong day. They came in a week early, and the company was not prepared for whatever pitch or whatever meeting this was with the client. Company lost out on a lot of money, and before Avery could take the blame, Avery's coworker, friend, colleague jumped in and said it was her fault, and they subsequently fired her. And she's been without a job for a week now. This has obviously been weighing on Avery's mind and heart, and she wants to come clean to the boss, take ownership and accountability for her mistake in the hopes that they will hire her friend and former coworker back.
Okay, so our suggestion to you, Avery, and we can do this any way you want. Our suggestion was, hey, let's go ahead. If we're going to text the boss and not do this face-to-face, if we're going to text the boss, let's just take responsibility for what happened and don't make any kind of suggestion on what he should do with your friend, hiring her back, keep her fired, nothing. You're just doing this strictly because it's the right thing to do. Are you cool with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, where are we going to go?
Well, you know what I'm going to say.
This should be a face-to-face conversation.
I just covered that.
I was almost wondering if we should go a step farther and make it a little bit more formal and do an email tutor. Most people don't text their bosses, do they? I know we do because we have a more casual mm-hmm. work environment, but are most people like hitting them up?
That's a good point.
I go with a text.
Normally text your boss?
Yeah, we are on a group text, and I also, you know, text him individually.
Okay.
Unpopular opinion.
Oh, God.
It should be a phone call, so it's not in writing.
Phone call tutor?
This isn't phone tutor. We can't do that.
Three-way call tutor.
No. Let's all do a Zoom meeting. You, do a Zoom with your boss, and then we will all join.
There you go.
And be like, hi, this is the Burt Show on behalf of Avery. She would like to tell you something, and we'll just be there in the background for moral support. I'll even change my picture to that little potato. You know, the little Zoom potato.
Can I be the hang in there, baby kitty?
Yes, exactly.
All right, we've established this is not the best way to do it.
Okay.
But we will do it anyway. So when you and your boss are texting each other, how do you normally text with them?
Hey, what did you call it again?
Sugar bear?
No.
Sweet pie.
Slooty patootie.
Hey, slooty patootie.
Salutation, slooty patootie, I think is more formal.
In case you missed it, Bert was walking out of the studio. Cassie and I were left in here. And as the door's closing, he's like, see you later, slooty patooties.
It's a really cute way to call somebody a slut.
Yeah. It is. All right, Avery, we're back to you.
Okay. How would you normally just say hi to him in the morning? I think you can handle this one.
Good morning, Steve.
His name is Rob. Yeah, I guess I would just say, good morning, Rob. Then what do I say?
Okay. Do we say, this has been weighing on me? Or do we say, I should have said something sooner, I know, but I need to come clean about something? Because I think you need to acknowledge the fact that you've been sitting on this for a week.
Can't you say both? Okay. That this has been weighing on me, and I know I should have said something sooner,
yes.
But...
this has been weighing on me, and I know I should have said something sooner, but I need to come clean about something.
Okay.
That's a good tease.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to add?
And then watch him reply back, I've always felt the same way about you, too. What?
So glad one of us finally said something. The sexual tension was unbearable.
I've been wanting to jump your boat for years.
On the bright side, he might let her keep her job. Yeah? That's how he really feels.
And then when he's obviously going to be intrigued and he's going to say, what's that? You say, I stole $750,000 from the company.
You don't put that in writing.
And then when he says, oh my God, that's outrageous. You're fired. You go, nah, that's not it at all.
I just screwed up that meeting.
Right. He's going to go, oh, everything's great. I'll hire your friend back.
Let's all go out to lunch today at Hooters. We're going to Hooters.
What a hoot. Everybody gets a promotion.
No, Avery, don't do that.
He wrote back, he says, good morning, what is the issue?
Oh, yeah, he got you a text back quick.
He's very, very, ooh. Yeah, straight to the point.
A very Rob thing to say.
Throw a little joke in there. I robbed the company of an employee.
The issue is, and then
I have these feelings for you that I've been holding in for so long.
The issue is, and then put your friend's name. The issue is, blank didn't screw up the meeting with blank client, I did.
Okay.
And then after that put, I need to clear her name and take accountability for my actions. Again, I'm sorry I didn't say something sooner.
We can get together for a date if it makes you feel better, Rob.
And now is a good time to send him a nude.
No.
Send him a nude.
Just like a singular.
Okay, her job is on the line here.
I would never survive in corporate America.
Never.
How about just one area of skin?
Just one areola.
Putting together an entire body with each text.
That's my game. Is it a pepperoni or a areola?
Avery.
Hot dogs or legs?
Avery, I know a lot is on the line for you, but apparently not for us.
I was going to say, guys, like, he's waiting for my text back. Okay. I know I love the jokes, but I'm getting a little nervous.
Okay, I'm sorry, Avery. You're all good. Okay, please read back what you have.
It says, the issue is Sarah didn't screw up the meeting with Taylor. I did. I need to clear her name and take accountability for my actions. I'm sorry I didn't say something sooner.
And I think you also can put, and I'm also going to HR for your inappropriate actions towards me. That'll freak them out.
Oh, boy.
We both She's know what you We right both now. Know what uh-huh. you did, dot, dot, dot.
Trying to make you feel better about losing your job with levity.
Thank you. It's nice to be able to laugh.
Is it?
Uh-oh. Oh, dots. I got dots.
Okay.
Dots. Dots, dots, dots.
No, we need Darth Vader.
Dots,
dots, dots, dots, dots, dots, dots, dots,
dots. I'm so nervous. I just have no idea how he's going to take this. Ugh.
Badly is a good prediction.
That'd be
right,
my
Abby's
guess.
Abby's going with badly. Mo, what emotion or adjective are you going to throw out there?
Horribly came to mind.
Horribly? Yeah. Cassie?
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Pissed, Bert?
I think it's going to be a plot twist. I think he puts their names on the company, gives them a promotion. Everybody makes more money.
An episode of Suits. Like,
I think he's going to be so impressed with your honesty and for coming clean that he's going to give you a raise.
Yep.
Integrity is lost today.
It is.
Yes. He resigns and then recommends you for his position. He's so impressed with you.
Oh, my gosh. The dot stopped. Okay. He said, "This is a disappointment. What are you hoping to accomplish with this confession?"
I would be honest and say I just want to clear coworker's name and reputation.
How about, I want to clear, what was her name again, Sarah?
Yeah.
I want to clear Sarah's name and my conscience. I felt it was bad. You deserve to know the truth.
Mm. Okay.
I would leave out my conscience part. Yeah. Even though it's true, it feels self-serving.
Got it.
I want to clear Sarah's name and reputation, and you deserve to know the truth.
There you go.
Okay. Got it.
And now you can send the boo pic.
pick a good one. pick your good side.
Which one's your favorite?
Well, I like my... This is so weird. I like my right one because it's smaller.
Really? I like my right one because it's bigger.
Really?
I like my right one because it's smaller, too.
Wait. You guys, should I hit send?
Yes. Sorry.
Not to the boo pic, though.
We're the worst.
Oh, bless your little heart.
My left one kind of sags, so it kind of looks like...
Wait. It looks like what again?
It looks like...
Yes. Okay, I hate to break up the boob talk, you guys. Keep her back. Can I read it?
Yeah, absolutely.
By all means. What are you waiting on? We're just waiting on you.
I don't know. I'm just, okay. He said, "Good to know. This leaves me in a difficult spot."
Not my problem.
So I just like,
That's why you get paid in the big bucks.
Yeah. Insane.
Not my problem, boss. Have a good day.
All right, read back exactly what he said again.
He said, "Good to know. This leaves me in a difficult spot."
And I'm very sorry for putting you in that position.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's a boob to make you feel better.
Here's my best boob.
Here's my good boob. Here's my right boob.
Do you guys have one testicle that's larger than the other?
One that hangs. All dudes, I think, have one that hangs down a little
bit.
Do we
really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How do you not
know?
How would you know? How would you know that?
Do you not look in the mirror?
At my testicles?
Yeah. Well, they've been attached to you for 30-something years, bro.
I've never, put a mirror down in and inspected the area.
Ask your lady.
Yeah.
I'll ask her. I'm sure
she's like, "I'm not looking at him either."
What's funny is,
I know my husband's is, but I can't think off the top of my head which one it is. But
you
I know there's one that's a little like.
Looked at yourself in the mirror naked and seeing like that one nard is hanging down
never
more than
in
the
my
other.
Life.
Come on,
he's just
man.
Very
I
symmetrical.
Promise. I just never thought to do. I don't really look at myself naked.
Did you ever think when you took this job, this would be a line of questioning?
Hell no.
No. He goes, "I wouldn't have."
Yeah, I was like, "Would you have taken this job?"
Yeah, I've never done it.
Ava, are you still with us?
I wouldn't be. He wrote back. He says, "I'll have to discuss this with you this afternoon. Come see me."
Oh.
Okay.
Just right. I quit.
No, stop.
Right. Smile. You're on candid camera.
Impractical jokesters. They're shooting this right now.
Season 12.
Y'all couldn't do anything more current. Like, I don't know, Ashton Kutcher's going to show up at the office later today.
You're right.
Okay, so look, you opened up the door for him. I mean, I think he's handling it like a boss should. This should be a face-to-face.
Respond back and say, "Will do." Just say "will do" that you will show up. You will come to his office
respond back. No thanks.
Yeah. I decline.
Good.
Not interested.
Sorry, I'm busy. And don't be surprised if you walk into that room and there's HR with you there also, which means you're getting fired.
Well, he has to. I feel like the boss has a decision. He's either going to just be like, "All right, this," but if you're doing it to clear her name, that's where it's really difficult because now to clear your friend's name, he's got to tell HR and tell people, which means he's put in the position of probably going to have to let you go. Yep.
Okay, so do you think I should say, when we're face-to-face, I basically try to say that she jumped in and, offered up the information before I knew what she was doing. So that kind of clears my name, right? She just volunteered to take the blame.
I think at this point you're just 100% honest with him in that room. I just tell him exactly what happened. Let him make his boss decision. Your goal here was to be honest with him, so you have been that. Go in there. Mm-hmm. Don't hold anything back, and then let him decide. I mean, you've already got the ball rolling, so you can't really clearly it's the left ball and not the right ball. You've already got it rolling, so just be honest with him at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. When in doubt, just slash a boob. You'll be good.
Okay.
Okay.
Not if HR's in there, though.
Then let us know Monday how it went, okay? We'll call you back.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Hey, good luck today.
Good job. Proud of you for doing the right thing.
Thanks, everyone.
Keep your chin up and your boobs down.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Cheaters, you're leaving a digital footprint everywhere.
Everywhere!
It's not like it was back in the day in the Mad Men years of the 50s, where you could tell her that you were just going for a long lunch with everybody at work, and then you could be doing whatever you're doing all over the city. Nowadays, forget it, man. You're leaving a digital footprint everywhere. And I'm bringing this up because I just read about the sneakiest way to catch your man, a woman, that I would have never, ever thought, right? So I'm reading this article, and it specifically is focused on the digital ways that people are getting caught now. If you've got something here that is out of the ordinary, hit us up at 1-855-BIRCHO. Three of these didn't shock me. The last one was the really surprising one that I would have never seen coming. The first suggestion was ask him for his Netflix password. Okay, it seems like it might be innocent enough, but a lot of people use the same password for everything. True. So if you get that, there are chances are pretty good that he is using that or she is using that for every other thing also, and you can sneak right in there. And that's the password into email. It could be anything.
That's a good one. That's a real good one.
All right. Second one was, this one is a little bit more psycho. She said that she used to secretly film her boyfriend every time he opened up his phone. She'd be across the room and she'd be like videoing him or taking a picture. And then when he was done opening his phone, she'd put her phone away and then later just like enlarge it and see what numbers he was hitting.
Zone in.
Okay.
That's genius.
That one takes a lot.
Hey, yep. If you're doing that, relationship's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, you at the end.
You got no trust, all right? Check his Apple Watch because he might be deleting messages from his phone. But if he doesn't go, or she, I should say, doesn't go on the watch and delete them there also, those are two separate things. You just can't delete them. Yeah, it's two completely different things, right?
Yeah, I've had a couple people on my podcast catch their cheating boyfriends this way.
Your computer, too. Your computer stores messages that you have to also delete individually.
That's how my friend caught her husband, because his iMessage was hooked up to his iPad, and she was sitting there on the iPad while she was pregnant, and messages were popping up.
While she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get to the last one in just 1 second, the one that truly shocked me. Katie, good morning. How did this digital world help you catch your cheating man?
Good morning. It's your P1 from Buffalo.
Thank you.
So my ex-wife and I now, we were having a little bit of trouble, asked me to go away with my best friend, just girls' weekend. We have Ring cameras, four of them around our house. When you get a notification that there's motion, it goes to your phone.
Sure.
So my ex went live on the one Ring camera, so that way I wouldn't get the notification. I got the notification on the other one. watch them bring a mistress directly to the house live.
Oh no. So, crushing.
Katie, as you're watching this through your Ring app, do you immediately contact her and bust her in the moment, or do you just hold on to that, like save that video and bust her later?
Oh, no, no, no. I immediately called her.
Yeah.
There was, I don't know how these women are able to, like, say grace and not say anything, do the research. Oh, not me.
Yeah.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Women have this gear that dudes don't have, though, so it was a really valid question that women can hold on to this, right?
Yep.
Dude finds out, he punches a wall immediately.
Immediately.
Women can put that thing away. And Sharita, good morning. You are on The Burt Show. How did this digital world help you catch him or her?
Good morning. So when you are using GPS, like Google Maps, or you log into your device and you have Gmail, it literally tracks everywhere that phone goes, and it sends you a timeline report. So I was able to see everywhere that phone had traveled over a lifetime. It literally goes as far back as you've had Gmail.
This is a really good one here. So explain this one again for those that want to use it one more time.
So if you go into Google Timeline, and if anyone has used, you know, Google Maps or Gmail, uh-huh. It literally shows you a timeline of everywhere that phone has gone. in the past week, month, year. So I was able to see, like, oh, cute, you took a trip to New York. Nice.
The numbers don't lie. Digitally, it doesn't lie. Okay, here's the one that I never saw coming, all right? If he or she has Apple TV, check to see if he or she ticked the box that allows full access to his phone's iPhone's album to find screenshots.
I have Apple TV. I did not know that was a thing.
Yep. Let me read that again.
He's over here taking notes. Like, what'd you say?
I need to log in real quick. Hold on.
So if they have Apple TV, check to see if he or she ticked the box that allows full access to his iPhone album to find screenshots. You will see it all right there. So, nobody does that.
So
no.
Literally, you could sit on your couch, pull up the smart TV, pull up his album and go through his pictures and see if there's anything incriminating. Yep. Right there from the comforts of your own home,
yes!
On your couch, looking at, like, on a big screen TV.
What happened to a good old-fashioned stakeout? You know, binoculars, right? Get your bestie, a trench coat. We used to be a proper country.
Ariel, good morning. How did this new digital world help you?
So my ex-husband and I got into an accident, and for our insurance purposes, I got him a dash cam. I told him it was just videos, not audio, just video. And he was like, cool, cool, cool. And I lied because I had a feeling he was cheating on me. And I was so right because he was having sex in the car with another woman.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No. So you had to listen to that.
I listened to it because, like, he even told her, like, she can't hear us. She can't hear us. It's just a video.
Wow.
So you couldn't see it because the dash cam's pointed out towards the street, but you could hear.
It was moving. It was a shaking.
Oh, no.
If the cars are rocking, don't come a knocking.
Right. Were you like, he's not working that hard for me? When you presented him with that, did he deny it? How did that work?
Oh, he gaslighted me so bad.
Yeah.
He was like, I just can't believe there's no trust. Why would you go through my why were you spying on me? Good reason. Good reason I was spying on you.
Right. All right. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, too easy now.
It's too easy
to get caught.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R BORHERS.com/BERT. BORHERS.com/BERT. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit BORHERS.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This dude, according to Ellie here, never treated her well when they were together. Now dude's circling back because he needs some money. Should she pay him or not? Hey, Ellie. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Brett. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us this morning. Okay, tell us about this dude and why you're even a little bit conflicted on giving him some cash back.
So, man, it's a long story, but I'll try to condense it. So basically, I was in this relationship for 2 years with this guy, and he's an immigrant. And one day he showed me all this cash he had sitting around. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, let me help you. He doesn't have Social Security. And I was like, let me invest this money for you. And then I was like, I'll keep it separate. Like, Because at the time I was thinking he's a good guy, and I was like, you know, whatever happens between us, like, as long as he always does right by me, I always do right by him, even if we're not together, like, whatever, this money is separate, I always respect him. And so I invested about $40,000 for this guy, and then 2 years later, I found out basically the whole time he's lying, cheating, all this stuff after, you know, it was a pretty typical toxic relationship after telling him over and over again, like, tell me the truth, whatever, blah, blah, blah. All I want is the truth. Even if, like, I get it, people mess up, nobody's perfect, I'll understand. And he lied to the very end until I had to talk to somebody else about kind of what he was doing. And then she told me everything and I told her everything. Anyway, I talked to another girl. We were somehow both like the main girl and the side girl and at different times, and it was just full of lies, and I just never felt more honestly betrayed and sure. All that stuff. So now I have all this money and I haven't blocked on everything, and the reality is I financially don't need the money. I'm very lucky and blessed in life, so it won't really make a difference in my life. But after talking to my friend, this all happened a couple of weeks ago. After talking to my friends, everyone's saying, keep the money, keep the money. He doesn't deserve the money. Like, just the consequences of what he did, blah, blah, blah. And I just don't know what to do.
Well, if you're calling us, I think you do. I think your conscience is getting to you here. Okay, so just to break this down. He's an immigrant, doesn't have the means to go ahead and save and invest his own money. So you have an understanding in this field. You invest $50,000 for him. You guys are in a romantic relationship, but he's a real D-bag. You don't know it behind the scenes for a couple of years. You finally find out. You break up. You move on your way, and you still have his investment money and the profits that he made from your investment also. You can give that money back, but you're like, okay, is this the penalty for him being such a D-bag for 2 years? Do I keep this money? Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right.
Do we just want to go around?
Who was it?
I'm curious, Ellie, after you made the investment after 2 years, how much money are we talking here?
Actually, it's depreciated since the original investment. So it's probably around maybe $35,000 now.
Okay, $35,000 that he gave you in good faith that you invested under your name to help him out because of his immigrant status. Ellie, you got to give the money back.
You know that, Ellie. You wouldn't be on the phone with us if you didn't know
yeah.
that.
I mean, I applaud your girlfriends for trying to convince you to keep said money. Because if I was your girlfriend, I might be doing the same thing. No, I think you would feel icky forever knowing you kept that money. I get that he's a D-bag and that, you know, in ways he doesn't deserve it,
But I think to clear your conscience and to be the better person and to be better than him is just to give his money back.
What you got, Mo?
For me, I get it. I understand the feeling of feeling like all he cares about is the money and with all that he's done to you and feeling like this is your opportunity to get him back. But if I were in his position, I would feel like if I needed the money, I might consider listening to your friends. but if I'm already blessed and I know that and I'm in a good position, my conscience wouldn't be able to allow me to deal with keeping the money. So in a situation like that, I would just be accountable for the fact that I chose to deal with him, and that's my consequence, and now you get to be free, and you free yourself by giving him that money back.
Ellie, here's my question for you. If you had to put a price on his shady behavior, how much would you say that was worth?
Oh, man, you can't put a price on time.
That is true.
Priceless.
That's true. Well, it sounded like $35,000. So I'm gonna give my good person answer real quick before I dive in. The right thing to do is to give the money back. But I will say, you could technically, emotional damages are worth something in court.
They are.
You could tell them that, and you could just take some money. But I'm going to say, as a good person, you should probably give it all back.
It depreciated to about $25?
Actually, it's a lot of hurt.
It's a lot of hurt. All right, Ellie, I'm going to let you choose your own adventure, okay? I'll just say this, that in my lifetime, the only regrets I ever have in my life are when I betrayed my own integrity. That's the only time where I haven't been able to look at myself in the mirror and go, dude, you knew what the right thing to do. That wasn't cool, man. And it kind of affects your self-esteem in the long run. Second thing is, if you weren't going to go that route, $35,000 to Birdspeak Adventure would be amazing.
Oh, my God, I'm so disappointed in myself as chairwoman of the board that I didn't think
How
of that.
How dare you. Look, Ellie, you're a good person, or you wouldn't even be struggling with this right now. I think, you know what? Take not even the loss on it, just get him out of your life and do it cleanly, pay him off, be done with it and move on with your life and don't be tied to him in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that is probably the right thing.
Okay.
Probably. Right. Not it's the right thing.
That advice just cost you $35,000. All right, Ellie, good luck and check back with us and let us know what you did, okay?
Okay, thank you guys.
All right.
Like, I never should have reached out to them.
Nope.
Should have just listened to my friends.
She already knew. When she reached out, she already knew what it was. Yeah. She's too good a person to be able to do that.
All right, Cassie, jobs you never knew existed.
So I was having dinner with my friend Casey, and she was telling me how she used to work, like, at an agency in L.A., and one day they were working with, like, I think it was a movie studio or production house, and she saw this guy, and she chatted with him, and he had the coolest job of all time. And it was his entire job all day was to sit and listen to music on Spotify.
What?
Or whatever.
That's it?
Whatever platform. Because he was choosing music for the movie soundtracks.
Oh.
And so he just got to listen to songs all day long, mark ones that he thought would be good, and move along. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You just get to do what I would do anyway for free?
And how do you, like, how do you become the chosen one to
yes.
do this?
How does one obtain this job? I don't know, but it got me interested because another time I was watching a movie and in the credits, they had a horror consultant listed in the movie credits. So they had someone's full job is to advise movies and TV shows on how to execute horror properly. And I'm like, what other random jobs are out there that I don't know about that could have been my dream job? So if y'all had to have like one made up job, that would be the absolute perfect job, what would it be?
So growing up, I used to really love the Travel Channel. I was obsessed with Samantha Brown. Do you know who Samantha Brown is?
Yes.
I was a Samantha Brown enthusiast as an 8-year-old.
You're such a dork.
If you don't know who Samantha Brown is, Samantha Brown was like this woman in her early 40s who got to travel the world for free. So she went to like all these different countries and did travel shows. And I always thought that was the coolest job. So when I was in college, that was like my dream gig. I was like, if I could travel the world and be the next Samantha Brown, that would be sick. So maybe something like that, but maybe to make it more niche, maybe I choose like really interesting Airbnbs and then I become like a cool Airbnb consultant. And I tell you who has nice, clean Airbnbs with no weird cameras and comfortable beds.
So you go that route. And I mean, that would be amazing. And I know I remember Samantha Brown and I know exactly what you're talking about, especially from the Travel Channel. I just want puppies to nap in my lap.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, like, because, you know, sometimes you want a puppy and it's like all like, rah! But I just want to be like a professional nap lap for puppies.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, the nap lap.
The nap lap.
Yes.
The nap, and professional napper lapper.
And then I get to smell their little puppy breath and then they would just curl up and they would just take little naps in my lap and I'd be like a professional nap lap.
You don't think your son will have a problem with that?
He'll learn to share.
There are a couple on this list that might be up your alley then, because one of them is an ostrich babysitter.
Shut up.
You babysit baby ostriches to make sure that they don't peck at each other, and that's your whole job. That's
actually, that sounds like my nightmare job. Like birds pecking at my face or birds pecking at each other. Niche fear.
Yeah, not much of a Hitchcock fan, huh?
Please.
No.
Abby doesn't want anything pecking at her face. Keep your pecker away from me.
Professional sleeper is one of them.
Okay.
They try beds in hotels. Oh. Full-time Netflix watcher.
Oh,
their job is to watch Netflix full-time and advise on different categories. Professional mermaid is legitimately one. You could also be a legal bank robber. Like, banks will hire these people to make sure their vaults are impenetrable. A professional mourner. People will literally hire professional mourners for family members' funerals to make their family member look better than they were.
You're lying.
I'm not. That's alongside professional bridesmaid, which is legit, and professional boyfriend. Like, if you needed to bring a guy home to your parents to impress them, you can hire a professional boyfriend.
That is called an escort.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It is 100% an escort.
Professional apologizer, which I feel like all women already are.
Yeah.
Professional snuggler. You can hire people to snuggle you by the hour.
And it's also in the escort category, I think.
Professional paper towel sniffer to make sure they smell good. But these two last ones are my favorite. Iceberg mover. They literally track icebergs and will come in and move them out of the way of the ships. And zombie. You could be a professional zombie.
The Titanic is like, where was this 70 years ago?
I think that's why the like career became.
The Bird Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.